Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The only place in football where the offense is always on the field is on Moneyline. With the two best hosts in radio, Donnie Wrightside.
If anybody wasn't watching this, I don't know what you were doing.
And Kevin Walsh.
Forget, act like you've been there before.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
I am so excited for today. I am so excited for this weekend. Why? Because we were sensational last night on Thursday Night Football. I told you, people, we would have so much juice yesterday. And we're going to get into that and much, much more today. I got you by myself for the next hour. Sirius XM Channel 159 right here on the Sports Grid Network. It's Moneyline. It's the best hour of your day, and it now is officially underway. Oh, my goodness. If you're watching right now, Sports Grid On Demand, the best way now to watch us while we're on the radio and also be an interactive show. And by the way, shout out to the people out there. I told you, I love interaction. You guys were phenomenal all this week with the chat box being fired up out here, with the responses back here on Twitter and social media, asking questions, people responding back, making sure people are out there, which sports book you use and which odds boost can you get out here. I absolutely love the interaction. And today, hopefully we get a lot more interaction because my job, as I stated on X today, was to get you ready for Sunday. If you're watching right now on the, you know, YouTube side of things, got my notebook out right here. Like, I'm taking notes today on what I'm saying because we are going to go through each and every game on Sunday, prop-wise, perspective-wise, maybe some injury reports to take a look at. We're going to get ready for this weekend. We're going to be ready for this action. It's been a great NFL football season. It was so much fun to watch it play out, and we're going to have a good time here. We're also going to hit some hot topics, as you know, but if you want to say hello in the chat box, let at it. If you got plays tonight, get after it. College football plays, college basketball plays, NBA plays. You got some big action for Saturday. You got some big action for Sunday. You just want to spout off? That's what the chat box is for. And also for me, at RightsideVP on Twitter. You know I love to respond. I love to see the tickets. And it looks like we had some fun last night, didn't we? My goodness. 35-34 final. Did very well. And also, shout out to the people too, because some of these sports books offer up some really, really good boosts and bonuses. Now, you guys know me, that war with a little bit with the FanDuel Sportsbook a couple weeks ago, down for 13 days, had to prove I was a real human being, but now I'm back, and I'm back in a big way. Got the boost up there, got the higher levels out here. I am really enjoying myself. Same thing with Bet365, even DraftKings got a little bit of help behind the scenes there, gave me a couple nice odds boosts, fantastic stuff. But let's get down to business and the business at hand, which was yesterday, the Bengals and the Ravens, 35-34 final. It looked like the first quarter when the Bengals scored first, we're going to get a runaway track meet. Then the game completely slowed down. And then we hit the absolute nuke button in the fourth quarter. There were some things that I did lose yesterday. There really were. But at the same time, way too many things won for us. And if you're out there, right, did anybody have a subpar night last night? Because most of us are trying to find angles, right, where you can get involved and try to win some money, but always to the over, right? There are some underbackers out here, and there were some unders that you could have taken. Derrick Henry, under his rushing prop, did hit. but I had multiple things. Derrick Henry to score a touchdown, loved it. I even hit Derrick Henry live the minute they recovered that fumble down 21-7 where they were going into the red zone. He hit at a plus 170 price. I also had him parlayed at like a minus 265 price with Lamar Jackson to go over 200 passing yards, which that actually didn't look that good even into the second half until what, an 83, 84 yard touchdown pass down the sidelines really kicked things into gear. I told you yesterday, the one thing that I loved on every show I did yesterday and appeared on, Donnie, if there's one play that you like from Thursday Night Football, what's it going to be? I love myself some Joe Burrow. 56 passing attempts, 428 yards and four touchdowns. Thought he would at least throw for one. We'll get to that one in a second. But the singular one I loved, Lamar Jackson over 1.5 touchdown passes. I told everybody, it was at a decent price all day, minus 120, minus 125. He throws another four touchdowns yesterday. 25 of 33, ultra efficient, 290 yards, a passer rating of 141.4 and a QBR rating of 83.8. He's been absolutely spectacular. By the way, guys, shout out. You're in the chat box. You're getting after it. Jordan's out there. Mammoth's out here. Cale Davenport is out here saying the Bengals were robbed last night. I think their coach robbed them, which we're going to get to in just a moment. C. Bills is out there. It's great. Like, this is great. Football Fridays are what we absolutely live for, and it's fantastic stuff. Once again, the focus yesterday, how did the Bengals lose this game? I thought the Ravens would win, and I thought the Ravens would cover. But you guys know me. I'm not really a total side guy, right? There's other ways to play those things, team totals either way. But I thought the Ravens, and again, we're in position to do that. Joe Burrow leads them to a touchdown drive to end that football game. And a lot of penalty calls that probably should have happened on that final drive. Numerous shots to the head for Joe Burrow, holding on the goal line on that two-point conversion play. I get it here. But there's also some crazy stances from, you know, Zach Taylor throwing deep shots on third and two and fourth and two while they were in field goal range instead of just picking up the first down or getting closer or, heck, even kicking the field goal. But that's neither here nor there. Joe Burrow was sensational. Lamar Jackson was sensational. Ja'Marr Chase was absolutely off the charts last night. His number was like 79.5 midday, rose to like 82.5 by game time. 11 catches, 264 yards, and three touchdowns through 17 targets, which included that bomb touchdown of 70 yards in the fourth quarter. This game was so much fun, and you guys know I was so amped up yesterday on this game because we were getting the trifecta. Unbelievable offense on Cincinnati with a great quarterback. Unbelievable offense on the Baltimore Ravens with a great quarterback. And the weather was absolutely sensational last night. The only thing that we were wishing for on the desk yesterday, because we had a couple loose ends out here, a couple parlays, a couple long shots, that if we could have gotten to overtime, probably would have cashed those tickets. And I can't fault the Cincinnati Bengals for going for two to close that game out to try to get the win. When you're an underdog, when you're trying to jumpstart your season, you're on the road, you don't want to take it to overtime. Case in point, you saw the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who they took it to overtime, which was a mistake because they're not the better football team. And the longer you play that game, the better the chances are for the better and more talented team to win that game. I think Baltimore is more talented than Cincinnati, so I appreciate that they took that shot. But I was hoping that they weren't doing that. We saw the timeout. Akbar in the chat box, too. Shout out my guys. X-Man's in the chat box. Shout out my guys. I do appreciate that. Now, what comes of the Bengals season now at 4-6 overall? Because I'm thinking about to myself, I told you before the season I was out on the Bengals. When the Bengals opened up at 0-3, I told you again I was out on the Bengals. I never officially bought back in, but sometimes I just look at the other side of things and say, they're really a game or two back of making the playoffs, and can they make a run? They're in the toughest part of their schedule because not only did they play the Ravens, I didn't think they would win, but I told Kevin on the set last night, and Joe, don't bet the Cincinnati Bengals tonight. Bet them tomorrow after they lose. So they lost now. The team total, I think, is still sitting at 8.5, which means they would need 9 wins on the season to cash that ticket. They're currently sitting at 4 wins. If we're looking at the schedule, now it does actually benefit them a little bit. Why? You play the Ravens on a Thursday night. You're going to take on the Chargers next to a really quality football team under Jim Harbaugh now. But you have the mini bye built in. That's an advantage for the Bengals. Then you have a bye week before you take on the Pittsburgh Steelers in your own building, followed by the Dallas Cowboys, who look like they're in shambles. The Titans, who have given up on the season. Same thing with the Browns. Then you have those final two games against the Broncos and Steelers, which will probably be fighting for position to get into the playoffs. The Broncos game, however, is at home. Is it doable that over the Chargers, Steelers, Cowboys, Titans, Browns, Broncos, and Steelers game, that's 7 games. Can they go 5-2 down the stretch? I would say yes, but they're 4-6 on the season. Like, they've lost games they probably should have won this year. There's no, I mean, the close games that they have that they've blown, right? To the Ravens early on and to the Ravens yesterday. The Commanders game, 38-33, they got really beat up in that second half of that game, so you can't call that. The Chiefs game, which they should have won that game. A pass interference call, which was correct, which was called. That doesn't happen. They win that game. And you never should have lost to the Patriots opening day. My goodness, it was awesome. And anybody out there, to get that $10 per bonus touchdown bet on Bet365, we're living large, baby. There was 10 touchdowns yesterday in that game. A free Hyundai spot. Let's spend it this weekend. Come on back. It's Moneyline. We're getting after it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I do have a lot of boost here on the FanDuel Sportsbook coming up for this weekend, which is great. But I always like to ask the people out here. I sort of stumbled into a victory in Maction this week when I took a wide receiver that I'd never watched play before, but just looked at his statistics and said he's going up against a bad team, probably is going to score a touchdown tonight. And I told Kevin the story yesterday, which was funny, which was, hey, yeah, that ticket actually cashed in, but the ticket actually cashed in because the wide receiver scored on a punt return. So tonight, I'm asking the people out here to do me a solid. Chat box, at Right Side VP. I have a boost tonight for the, let me just bring it up and tell you exactly help. Okay. FanDuel Sportsbook, 50% profit boost. UNC at Kansas. Any wager minus 200 or longer, maximum for me, $100, expires in 12 hours. If anybody out there has a feel tonight, and for me, I'm not necessarily looking for the people to give me a side tonight in that game to take. Is there a prop or an angle that you like as a community, UNC at Kansas, that you can offer up? Because I want to get down. I want to bet tonight. I want to have some fun. But you guys know me. I love college basketball. I just don't love it in November, December, and January. It's a short sprint for me. When all the numbers come in after a couple games into conference play, you can sort of level the playing field and make some money all the way through the tournament. I just don't get down. I couldn't tell you, again, 5 to 10 players in college basketball across the board right now. It's not because, again, I don't love it. College basketball is phenomenal. But pro football and college football just really has my eye right now. If anybody out there has any action that they like tonight, UNC in Kansas, hit me up at Right Side VP. Donnie, here's my ticket. Here's what I took. I don't care. And we never unit shame over here either. People show me tickets that they've won a couple $100 where they bet on a game. Hey, Donnie, won the bet $500, won back at the awesome stuff. I have people routinely sending me tickets on $2, $3, $4, and $5 bets. Love it. We're a community out here. It's what we do. There's no unit shaming. I love to see tickets because I love to see people, no matter how much money you put down, it just feels good to win. And if all you're doing is betting to win Chipotle the next day, phenomenal. How many times have I said here on Twitter, hey, throw down some pizza money tonight. And doesn't it feel good? Hey, man, bet $20, won $40 back. Boom, got my pizza tomorrow for lunch. It's fantastic stuff. But again, get back to me on this. I know a lot of people have some insight on college basketball early in the season. Would love it, would appreciate it, and would be fantastic stuff. Now, let's get to the good stuff. We had a good night last night. We've had a good week. And Sunday's football card, we're going to set that up. Let's start to knock down some things because over the next, 45 minutes, like we can't go through every nook and cranny of every game, but we just want to go over what makes sense here. So I have a couple websites up that we're going to take a look at some of these player props with these games, touchdown props to see what makes sense, just to get the blood flowing for Sunday. Now, you guys know, I'll try to put out as many tickets as I can, and you know we do a great job on Pro Football Today on Sunday morning, sort of rounding out that game plan and letting you know exactly how we feel, which that's why I love primetime football, too. Mondays and Thursdays, we have all day on the networks to get you guys ready. And if you guys weren't ready for yesterday, which a lot of you were, we made some money, and it was a lot of fun to let it play out, no doubt about it. All right, let's get to it. 9:30 in Germany on Sunday morning, 261, 262 on the rotation. That's the New York Giants, and that's the Carolina Panthers. It's good they put this on at 9:30 because while we're in studio, we will pay attention and we will be betting this game. But how about the favorite here, New York Giants? -6.5 now across the board and a total of 40.5. How does that hit you right now, guys? The Giants, not a good football team, favored by a touchdown on a neutral site against Carolina, who actually woke up just a little bit last week. But I do think the New York Giants are the better football team overall, right? Is anybody out there that's going to like dispute that? Say, I don't think that's going to be the case. If we take a look at some of the practice reports this week, we'll start with the New York Giants quickly here just to get an update on them. All right. not too lengthy. Limited practice, Adams. Let's see where the important guys are. Graham Gano, obviously, still out at this point. A couple kickers down. Hubbard, an offensive tackle. No practice Thursday. Darius Slayton, who, yes, that's the main one there, was out with the concussion this week, and he's not going to play. So maybe it opens up some other guys like Wandale in that game. I'm just going to use, you know what? Let me see if I can bring up all the player props in this game. Let's see what we got here. Might take a little bit too long, and I might just have to stick to one book just so we get the gist of it. But you know, we'll shop around. The books I like to use, FanDuel, Bet365, and DraftKings as my primary providers there. So receiving props, okay, in that football game. Because, you know, like, I'm more likely, touchdown props I love. Don't get me wrong. But I very rarely look from a running back's angle unless we're, like, really putting the denomination down, let's just say, to 40 yards, 50 yards, 60 yards in case it's higher. So let's focus on the wide receivers. Wandale Robinson is 35.5 at FanDuel, 37.5 at Bet365, and a 37.5 at DraftKings. So I'm just going to, instead of giving you all three sports books, I'm just going to pick the lowest number that's on the board. So he certainly would be open there. Malik Nabers is a 71.5 now at FanDuel. Theo Johnson, which is a big fan on the desk here at the Pro Football Today show on Sundays, he's 31.5 and 30.5 now. Xavier Leggett, an opposite side look there for the Carolina Panthers, 31.5, 36.5. So there are some discrepancies out here where you can go. It's not a great game. So for me, I'm not looking from a Carolina perspective at all here. If anything, it would be the New York Giants. So if I'm going to head over to the FanDuel Sportsbook, let me see what we got here and see what the touchdown props would be listed at for this game this weekend. Touchdown props, Tracy minus 120, Chuba Hubbard plus 110, Nabers plus 130, Daniel Jones plus 230, Singletary plus 240. I'm pretty sure that when we get over the weekend, which means tomorrow, we'll be getting odds boost for this game. But to be honest, I don't really like anything about this game. So let's not waste any more on this one than we have to. Let's set the table for Buffalo and Indy. Joe Flacco is going to be the quarterback once again for that game. 1 o'clock start. Josh Allen, as you know, Buffalo Bills. Keon Coleman's going to miss this game with an injury. So maybe that opens up a little more for Shakir on the outside. And let me check, because I didn't see the latest here. Let's go to Buffalo's practice report today, or from this week. We'll get the update. Friday's the most important practice report of the week, as you guys know. That lets you know who's in, who's out. But it looks like a lot of really good health here. Outside of Keon Coleman with that wrist, who didn't practice and is out. Amari Cooper got limited practices in with his wrist injury on Wednesday and Thursday. But a lot of guys getting banged up here, but also full practicing across the board. Not a bad look there. Indianapolis getting 3.5 points to 4 points at home, depending on where you're shopping, and a total of 47.5. We'll pick up the Buffalo Bills-Indianapolis Colts game on the opposite side of this commercial break. We're going to roll. We're going to get through as many games as we possibly can to get you ready for Sunday NFL action. Love the chat box. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Donnie Wrightside. We'll be right back after this break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back out of here on a Football Friday. Sports Grid Network, SiriusXM Channel 159. Donnie Wrightside on a solo mission, hitting the NFL card here. Some updates. Thank you to Patrick Burns out here. He says, parlay Dickinson and RJ Davis to score 15-plus points tonight. Also says it's a minus 150. You can boost it. See, that's what I'm looking forward to. Give me some prop bets tonight. Anybody has it out here. Brian Schofield says, take the over on NC and Kansas. So there we go. Got the boys popping back up here. Chat box shouting out, loving life as we get down. Buffalo Bills, Indianapolis Colts set it up before the break. Slight favorite here for the road team here. That's the Buffalo Bills. Passer props in this game, 227.5 for Flacco. Josh Allen, 243.5. Didn't get a great performance out of Indy last game, but that was against a much better defense in the Minnesota Vikings. Passing touchdowns in this game for Flacco, over 1.5. That's a plus 136. For Allen, over 1.5. It's a minus 115. Allen always pops off the page to me. Really does. But I just told you, banged up at wide receiver this week. Maybe no Amari Cooper. We'll see limited practices. Maybe he's trending towards that game playing on Sunday. And we'll know a lot more by the practice reports coming out at the end of the day today. But no Keon Coleman, which, you know, I love Shakir. Those double tight end sets that Buffalo has, and certainly have a very good running back. So not in love with the passing props here, but let's take a look here. Actually, you know what? On FanDuel, we don't have any receiving props. Let me just check across the board at some other outlets here to see if it can scroll down on this game, because sometimes it's hard to find as they all, like, there we go. Okay. Khalil Shakir, 57.5 and 56.5 for his over. James Cook, 16.5 out of the backfield. Dawson Knox, 8.5. Dalton Kincaid, 47.5. Ray Davis, 2.5 after that big run and catch last week. Josh Downs looking for the opposite side with Indy, 67.5. He seems like he's the go-to guy for Joe Flacco. Nothing on the board anywhere from Michael Pittman. Jonathan Taylor listed at 19.5. So not a lot of great stuff to go over in this game. Rushing props in this one, Josh Allen, 24.5. James Cook, 62.5. I love James Cook. I really do. Jonathan Taylor, 81.5. So not a lot of great stuff. I'm going to hit the touchdown props, by the way, at the end of the show. Just much easier to do them in that direction. But let's keep the games moving. So again, things that jump off the page, not necessarily for me in that Giants-Carolina game or Buffalo and Indianapolis. So let's go ahead and take a look at Minnesota, which Sam Darnold's going to start. And my goodness, it's going to be Mac Jones for the Jacksonville Jaguars, as those injuries against the Philadelphia Eagles, I guess, just piled up on that young superstar quarterback down in Jacksonville. He's not going to be able to go today, so it is going to be Mac Jones. Trevor Lawrence is down. This line opened up at 3.5, now skyrocketed to -7 in a total that was 45.5, now down to 43.5. Mac Jones, by the way, is terrible. He is a terrible quarterback. But let's see what we have in this game. Like, what are some of the props? Passing props, I guess. Do we have a Mac? Nothing on Mac Jones pops up here on this. Let me see if we can get it across the board somewhere else. Like, what would it even be? Like, would anybody even be backing Mac Jones in this game? Yeah, it doesn't look like we have him anywhere. It still has Trevor Lawrence blanked out, so we'll find that a little bit later today. But Sam Darnold is 243.5. Does he even need to go that high? Over 1.5 touchdown passes juiced at a -138 number. Receiving props, where do your eyes always go, right? It's always Justin Jefferson. You get no discounts, man. It's 92.5 for Justin Jefferson. You might as well just put it at 100. Because the man is open every single play. It doesn't matter if you double, triple team him or put the best cornerback in football on him. He beats him every single time. Rushing props in this game. You know how I like to get down. If Aaron Jones is going to have a good day, it means it's because they, the Minnesota Vikings, are winning. 70.5 as a rushing prop. Now, we'll get down also on Sunday. You know, I love to put out those parlays. Probably going to have a lot of them tied up by tomorrow and telling you which direction I'm going to. But we're just trying to think out loud at this point. Is anything really jumping off the page at this point? We'll get to those. You know what? We have touchdown props here since it's only going to be probably one side so far. Let's see. All right, there is two sides here. Good. Aaron Jones, -120. Look at that Justin Jefferson number, guys. Look at that Justin Jefferson number. -105. Woo, that seems pretty cheap there, FanDuel. Aaron Jones, -120. I think that's live, too. That actually just flashed to a -115. If you're looking for long shots, they're all across the board for the Jacksonville Jaguars. You figure somebody has to score, right? Tank Bigsby, a 2-1 price. Ryan Thomas, a 2-1 price. Travis Etienne, +230. Evan Ingram, +230. They are big, big numbers there. But I'm focused on the top of the board. Those are reasonable numbers for Aaron Jones and Justin Jefferson. -115 and -105. I do think Minnesota absolutely ends the Jacksonville Jaguars. If the Philadelphia Eagles didn't do it this past weekend, if they didn't do it earlier in the season, the Jacksonville Jaguars, just a bad franchise right now. Mac Jones is a bad, bad quarterback. So I'm looking at touchdown props now. I told you I wanted to do that at the end of the show, but I'm cheating a little bit at this point. That looks good. Jones and Jefferson. Something to keep an eye on here. Let's get to the big boy game at 1 o'clock. After this commercial break, guys, Pittsburgh and Washington. Let Russ cook. Getting 3 points, people. Tremendous. Come on back. Sonny Wrightside right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Joe Lamont out here saying he got his $100 bonus bet there for Bet365. Just check my account. Ba-boom, it's in there. We're living large. We had a profitable night yesterday. Had the $25 risk-free bet on FanDuel. Obviously, that came back. And then the $10 per touchdown on a night where they scored 10 touchdowns is phenomenal. That's great stuff. Chat box out here popping as well. Let's see what's going on out here. Any bets out here in these streets? Mammoth Vikings money line seems like a good parlay piece. Akbar, by game time, Justin Jefferson is going to be like -140. I absolutely agree with you on that one. You also take a look here at Mike Williams. Now, what am I? Hold on now. Hold on. Let me just bring something else up here. Now, we clicking around back there. What do you want to do back there behind the scenes? You want to jump on the air with us? What do we got? Chris wants to jump on the air? What are you doing? Huh? Anyway, back door. The back door is open here if we want to jump through it at this point. But Mike Williams, also, anytime touchdown, plus 275, Mammoth says. How about that? All right. Well, let's get back to the... And I'm upset about this. You know me. I love my Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, I have my Philadelphia Eagles, you know, is number one, true, near and dear to my heart. They're always going to be my squad. But sometimes I like to adopt teams during the season. You know I'm all lined up right now. This is for the Detroit Lions. You know I am. Also, secondarily on top of that, the AFC, you know I love myself some Pittsburgh Steelers. You know I do. So I cheer for that. Chris, by the way, are you back there right now? Can you hear me, Chris? Turn that set off back there. Yeah, turn that off. Oh, look at that. We're frozen on the back end. That's okay. We're professionals here. This is what we do. We hammer. We hammer our way through right now. So we'll keep going. But let's take a look at the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Washington Commanders. Washington Commanders minus 2.5 and a total of 44.5. Steelers obviously getting 2 points. Money line is a plus 126 number. If we look at the touchdown scores tonight, I said I didn't want to do this for Sunday, but I love this game. Everybody is reasonable in this game. Do you believe that? The top dog in this game is a plus 100 number on Brian Robinson. Najee Harris, plus 100. Austin Eckler, plus 100. Perry McLaurin, plus 125. George Pickens, plus 155. Jaden Daniels, plus... You get the point here. Everybody can hammer at plus money in this one. That is absolutely fantastic. Sensational stuff. Now, which way would you like to go in this game? Which way are you siding with people? Is it the Commanders or the Steelers? You know I got to sometimes take my bias out of here with the Pittsburgh Steelers love that I do have. The total is 44.5. I think he can get there. You look at the Pittsburgh Steelers coming off a bye. That offense looks way better with Russell Wilson at quarterback than it does with Justin Fields. You know that young phenom in Jaden Daniels is going to be ready to go, but that pass rush is going to be bearing down on that young quarterback. That place is going to be electric. What is it? Northwest Field now is what it's called. No longer FedEx. They actually have a life beat and a heartbeat down there. See, Bill says Commanders minus 2.5 is the bet. Stop the madness out there in the chat box. I won't allow it. We're going to be playing Renegade all game long here for the Pittsburgh Steelers so we can get rocking and rolling at this point. But let's take a look at some of the prop bets in this game because they are intriguing. Jaden Daniels passing prop against a very good defense, 220.5. Russell Wilson, 215.5. Come on, we got to be on Russ, right? 215 for Russ? Come on now. Passing touchdown props, two guys, both plus money here. Over one and a half touchdown passes for Jaden Daniels, plus 126. That's viable. I know how good that defense is for Pittsburgh, but Jaden Daniels is viable there. But Russ, over 1.5 at a plus 130. I don't know if I'm going to be going on either one of those right now. It's like, you know what? It's got to be locked and loaded. But I got to tell you, which side would you be leaning with out there, people? Which side would you be going? Is it Jaden Daniels, two touchdown passes, or is it Russ, or neither? You think this game is actually going to be an under type of game between these two? It's hard to say it's an under. Like, Cliff Kingsbury's got that offense cruising with Jaden Daniels. I love that Pittsburgh Steelers defense. That defensive front line is nasty. Can they hold up? I do think the Pittsburgh Steelers are scoring points in this game. You can't hold me down on that. You certainly can't hold me down on that. And by the way, why don't we have any rushing props up in this game either? Want to get after my guy, Najee? Let me go check another source here. Let's go rushing yards and see if we can get a good look at some other outlets because apparently FanDuel doesn't want you betting on any rushing props in this game. Russell Wilson's rushing prop, 14.5. Jaden Daniels rushing prop, 43.5. Not getting anything out of the running backs yet across the board, which is very... Oh, there we go. I apologize. Najee Harris is up there. 62.5 yards. Nothing up yet for the Washington Commander squad. But I love this game. This game is going to be sensational right now. Mammoth says, Russ, 4+ touchdowns at a 16-1 price. Huh. Now, what's this? Wahoo, Ultimate DC, better than Pittsburgh Parlay. Over to score. Oh, there we go. All right. There's some hockey action out here. I like to see it. Cal Davenport, Tomlin is 25-5 against rookie quarterbacks. Hey, now. Akbar says, I live in Virginia, Donnie. So you know what route I got. Yeah, I understand. The Delmarva Peninsula checking in here on Sports Grid On Demand on our YouTube channel in the chat box here. Daniels ain't escaping Watt. Tell him. I love my Pittsburgh Steelers. Keystone State pride. Eagles on one side, Steelers on the other. Now, you know I'm being a little bit sarcastic there. There's no way I can actually officially cheer for the Steelers unless I have a bet on them or they have no impact on my Philadelphia Eagles. That's just the way it is at this point. But I love that game. And once we get more props up, we'll be able to analyze that just a little bit more. Let's keep moving down the list here. Atlanta Falcons and the New Orleans Saints. Derek Carr starting, Mr. Hospital Ball himself, who basically is ending Chris Olave's career, one pass by one pass. 46.5 is the total. Atlanta is a favorite at 3.5. Not a great game overall, right? Like, are we just done with the Saints? Fired their head coach? Like, what could they actually do in this game? And what angles would you really want to play? And the FanDuel Sportsbook is like, don't play any angles because they're not going to give you any. Touchdown props, though. Dominated by Bijan Robinson, minus 165. Alvin Kamara, minus 155. Seems about right. Drake London left the game last week. Let me check on his practice report this week. Let's take a look. Atlanta, where are you at, Drake? Is that hip really bothering him once again? Kyle Pitts, hamstring, limited practices on Wednesday and Thursday, never a good thing. Drake London, questionable with a hip. He got limited on Wednesday and Thursday. We'll check on that Friday practice report today. Because you trade Marshawn Lattimore, he's gone. That secondary's shaken up. Not a great football team. You know what always pops into my mind, though, guys, to be honest? It's got to be Taysom Hill, plus 185. Taysom Hill is a cheat code, by the way. Because when they get into the red zone, like talking about inside the 10 and the 5, he comes in to run the football. But also, he still plays tight end at the same time. So you're getting double shots for Taysom Hill at a plus 185 price, something to keep an eye out for. But there's a lot that, like, the angles for me only would be coming from the Atlanta Falcons. It really feels like that. Bo Nix invades Arrowhead after getting smashed last week against the Ravens to take on Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. That line opened up as a look ahead at FanDuel at 9.5. It's down to 7.5 and a total of 41.5. Was that just an aberration last week? Like Denver's a good football team, but just caught one on a bender from an angry Ravens team? What can we take away from this game? Passing props. Patrick Mahomes, 230.5, not a lot. Bo Nix, 213.5. Passing props in this game. Mahomes over 1.5 at a plus 102. I'm seemingly liking him more and more. That's back-to-back weeks with multiple touchdown passes for Patrick Mahomes. Bo Nix to throw one touchdown pass, minus 220 price. Receiving props. Travis Kelce's getting it together. He's 59.5 at FanDuel. Noah Gray, Justin Watson, Xavier Worthy, been useless so far this year. DeAndre Hopkins, 49.5. You saw him come alive in that primetime game Monday night against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's at 49.5. He punched in two touchdowns last week. Cortland Sutton coming into his own. That's a really good defense for Kansas City. Tough for me to say what I actually love there, but did we look at the touchdown props in this game quickly? Kareem Hunt, minus 140. You know I'm a big fan of that. Travis Kelce, legitimate chance. DeAndre Hopkins, who again, who scored two touchdowns last week, plus 180 price. And you got Javonte Williams on the opposite side for Denver at a plus 195 price, checking in as one of the lower guys on the totem pole there. Bo Nix, plus 350. Sutton, plus 350. Audric Estime, stop fumbling. If you do, it's a plus 550 price. All right, a couple games left at 1 o'clock. I do want to get that Philadelphia-Dallas game and Detroit and Houston living large on a Football Friday right here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Donnie Wrightside. We will be right back after this short commercial break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's roll. We've got business to attend to. And by the way, in the chat box here, SportsGrid on demand on the YouTube channel, building it every day. By the way, there are 6.66 thousand subscribers in there now. Somebody get in there and subscribe so we can push it off of the 666 number here. Because we're looking for a good weekend. We need all the good karma that we can get. Interesting game we're going to talk about now. 1 o'clock game Sunday. San Francisco and Tampa Bay. See Bills in the chat box. Can we all agree the Niners off a bye with McCaffrey back are going to wax the Bucks minus 6? Niners is free money. This is an interesting one because now I'm just looking at the FanDuel Sportsbook and setting the table. -6.5 for San Francisco on the road. 50.5 is a total. Christian McCaffrey is coming back for this game. That is a big boost to the San Francisco offense. You saw on Monday Night Football, boy, they used a lot of gas and a lot of energy, Tampa Bay, only to come away with an overtime loss. That could play out this weekend against a rested and ready San Francisco team. So the angles absolutely are there. The touchdown scoring market in this game. Jordan Mason, minus 250. Christian McCaffrey, minus 250. I don't know if I've ever seen that. Like college football, yes, when you have two powerful running backs on a team, they're expected to dominate. But in professional football, two running backs on the same team at minus 250? Where do these end up? And by the way, if you had a choice, I shouldn't say a choice, not the right thing. If you had a response to who's going to be the higher priced touchdown score of those two at FanDuel come Sunday afternoon, would it be Mason at minus 250 or higher? Or is McCaffrey going to move to that minus 250 or higher? It's got to be McCaffrey, right? Because you're probably going to get hyped up today when they have that final practice report. You'll hear all the national media talk about him. He's probably good to me to finish higher. And also, if he does play, do you get him right back in the end zone? Get him right back to feeling good. So why is Jordan Mason minus 250 at that point? So are we expected just for a pure dominating effort? Now, granted, that total is high. There's chances for multiple rushing touchdowns. The next two guys on that list for San Francisco and the game, it's Debo Samuel plus 135, George Kittle plus 150, before Bucky Irvin checks in at a plus 165 price. If we're looking at passing props in this game, Baker Mayfield, 245.5, Brock Purdy, 263.5. Passing touchdowns, Baker Mayfield over 1.5 is at a plus 100 price, and Brock Purdy is at a over 1.5 at a minus 152 price. Interesting. Receiving props in this game. Debo leads everybody at 61.5, followed by Kittle at 56.5. Juwan Jennings, I thought he might have been questionable or not playing. He has a number, though, posted at 40.5. Ricky Pearsall, 21.5. And Cade Otton, 58.5, who was everywhere on Monday Night Football. Eron Schoen says, Bucks all day. Mac is going to play 5 snaps and get pulled. How about that? See, the one thing that we do understand as handicappers, as a common community, is we hate to outsmart ourselves, even though we do it quite a bit. If Christian McCaffrey, to me, and by the way, do we have a, we don't have rushing props up yet in this game, but let me just see if I can check a couple outlets here to see if we can find some. Because I would like to see what that number actually is on Christian McCaffrey, if he has one. I don't have any popping up between FanDuel, Bet365, or DraftKings here on McCaffrey. I wonder what that number is. But is there a chance for re-injury? You probably would say no. But he's being priced as if he's the MVP once again in the NFL at a minus 250 in the backfield to score a touchdown. That's hard to sort of like respond to. But having said that, we know how Kyle Shanahan's going to work. If that ball is first and goal at the 2-yard line, I don't think Jordan Mason is getting the first cracks at that. I don't think a play action pass to George Kittle is getting the crack at that. I do think it is Christian McCaffrey, but I don't want to outsmart myself on that end of it here. I just don't want to do that. By the way, Ricky Pearsall, 21.5, calling out to me just a little bit right there. Seems like a really cheap number against a defense that you can throw on. But it's a great football game overall with a lot of intrigue for San Francisco. They got to sort of kick it into gear if they want to win that NFC West and be a player here coming down the line. But I think all eyes are just focused on Christian McCaffrey and what he's going to be able to deliver. New England Patriots, Chicago Bears. 6.5-point favorite here towards Chicago. Drake May getting another start at quarterback, shaking off those concussion cobwebs. Not a great game, 38.5. Let's be honest with this. If we're looking at passing props, Caleb Williams, 211.5. Drake May, 198.5. Touchdown passes, you know they're going to be low. Drake May's a 1 for minus 220. Caleb Williams, over 1.5 at a plus 144. Where do we go there at that point? Alternate passing touchdowns or alternate passing yards? Where's the plus money number here? 225 for Caleb at plus 126. Let's see what Drake May's got. Has Drake May got this? I don't see his alt number popping up here. Looks like we just have his player passing and rushing yards, 233.5 listed. I don't really get down to those that prop market all that much. Receiving props, there's a lot of them and a lot of cheap prices here. DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Roma Dunze, all in the 40s, 47.5, 40.5, and 40.5. If you want to go with the top prop player on the New England Patriots, it's actually Hunter Henry, receiving yards, 43.5. Douglas, 35.5. Boutte, my guy, 25.5. And Kendrick Bourne at 20.5. So some really low numbers. Rushing props in this game, I usually like me a little bit of DeAndre Swift in these type of games, which I think they might play it close to the vest. Slower down tempo. Ramondre Stevenson's 50.5 as DeAndre Swift, as I said again, 71.5. The two quarterbacks, Drake May, 28.5, and Caleb Williams, 20.5. They asked Gerard Mayo yesterday, I believe, the press conference, how about some more design runs for Drake May? And he said he just got out of concussion protocol. I'm not really into design runs, just something to keep an eye on there where we're not just going to run that Josh Allen quarterback sweep to get those yardage or designed runs of maybe a quarterback draw. Could he be saying that to play coy? Maybe, but I'm going to take him at his word that he's not trying to dump truck his quarterback after already having a concussion so soon into his rookie season or his first couple starts in the NFL. Mason Rudolph back on the bump there for Tennessee, taking on the Los Angeles Chargers. That line opened up at 6.5. Now it's at 7.5 as a favorite towards the Chargers, 38.5. Really raising the white flag for Tennessee as the Chargers trying to kick their season really into gear. I love the Chargers. I love the way they're coached. They want to play every game to the under, and they want to be physically absolutely dominant at the line of scrimmage. Justin Herbert's a 230.5 passing prop. His touchdown prop over 1.5 is plus money, plus 136. I always like to go to the rushing props there. J.K. Dobbins, 64.5. I can live with that. I can live with a little J.K. Dobbins right there. Receiving props, Calvin Ridley, top of the leaderboard, 56.5. My guy, Ladd McConkey, 54.5. Quentin Johnston, 39.5. A lot of stuff doing there. Couple more games to go. One more segment here that ends at our hour on Moneyline. We'll be right back after this short commercial break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Dollar bill, yo. We got some juice in the 4 o'clock games, by the way. The 2-4-25 games, Philadelphia and Dallas. Now, it might be a blowout in the Eagles, but it's a rivalry game. We tend to know how they go. No Dak Prescott. It's going to be Cooper Rush taking on Jalen Hurts. Then they have the Jets in Arizona, which is a real intriguing game. Let's focus on this Eagles-Cowboys game. -7 at FanDuel, 43.5 as the total. If we are lining up the quarterbacks, what are we getting out of Cooper Rush? They're pricing him extremely low at 202.5. He's been around the block. He's had some decent starts. Is he as good as Dak Prescott? No, he's not. But he's a capable, functional quarterback. Jalen Hurts, for that matter, only 201.5, actually less yards than Cooper Rush. Keep an eye on this situation. Because the Philadelphia Eagles, there's no look-ahead game when it's Dallas and it's the NFC East. There really isn't. The next Thursday night, the Eagles take on the Commanders. So same thing you can look at, really, from a Commander's perspective, who they're playing this week. And that's tough. They get Pittsburgh this week, then Philadelphia on Thursday, which that is going to be a road game for Washington. But from an Eagles perspective, you had a little bit of mispractice time for Devontae Smith. You guys know how I feel about hamstring injuries. And I don't know if it's just one of those rest days we have to put something up as a hamstring or that hamstring is actually bothering Devontae Smith. That could be an issue. You saw last week A.J. Brown left the football game with a knee injury. He's been practicing this week, but still, you don't know how that knee is going to hold up in a game on turf on Sunday afternoon. He has been practicing, as I said, but those are two things to keep an eye on. So that's why Jalen Hurts may be a tempered number here at 201.5. If we're looking at the passing touchdown props, Cooper Rush to throw one, it's minus 225, but it's not even listed at 1.5 there. Jalen Hurts over 1.5 at a plus 158 number, which you know you're going to square up some of these rushing props. Saquon Barkley, you're not getting any discounts. It's 91.5. Now, I got to tell you, Rico Dowdle was good last week in a loss that they had. He's only listed at 44.5 at FanDuel. I think that might be viable. So if it's one of those things that you guys know I like to do is take those alt parlays and down. If Rico was listed, you know, under 50 yards, you can still get a three-leg SGP and get it at plus money if you include Rico Dowdle at like 25-plus yards. That's something to keep in your back pocket. I do think Saquon is a big day, but if we are looking at some of the touchdown props in the scoring market, Saquon's minus 185. I bet him last week. Bang, he got two touchdowns. It was fantastic. Also bet Jalen Hurts to score a touchdown last week. He got one as well. He's minus 105. Devontae Smith plus 125. A.J. Brown plus 125. They're actually pretty good numbers, but I don't know if I can trust them in this game. They might light it up. They really might. Dallas has a bad defense, but I'm almost looking more from a rushing prop perspective and a touchdown perspective from Barkley and Hurts. Rico Dowdle leads the clubhouse here for Dallas in touchdown number at plus 130. CeeDee Lamb plus 220. Dallas Goedert trying to fight his way back in at plus 230. Same thing with Grant Calcaterra. Not a great game from a Dallas perspective, but I am interested in Rico Dowdle's numbers and Saquon Barkley's numbers here from a rushing perspective. I think Saquon has a good day on the ground and also scores another touchdown and probably back it up with a cheap price on Jalen Hurts. Let's flip it over quickly to this game between the New York Jets and the Arizona Cardinals. It's a fascinating game to me. It really is. Because you're looking at the Jets trying to say, you know what? We have enough energy to get back into the race, but the Arizona Cardinals, they're no longer doormats out there in the NFC West. Do they have a legitimate chance to win the NFC West? I don't know if they do. They're going to fight you on a week-to-week basis. They got one of the more electric quarterbacks in football. Touchdown market there, Breece Hall minus 160, no surprise. I continue to say anytime I can get an Arizona Cardinals game, I really want to buy in and play it. I do. The Jets are a slight favorite on the road, which I technically do agree with if we're just betting on strength of football team and talent. But we know how that turns out sometimes. 46.5, I do think we get juice. James Conner minus 120, he's probably going to find pay dirt as well. Davante Adams, Garrett Wilson, that's a plus 115, a plus 125. One of those guys is definitely scoring a touchdown this weekend. I might just take both of those and just separate them, let's just say, in a round robin on Sunday or just a separate parlay itself. Quarterback props here. Let's take a look passing-wise. Kyler Murray's 194.5. Aaron Rodgers is 244.5. I do like Aaron Rodgers here. Aaron Rodgers over 1.5 touchdown passes minus 114. I think that's pretty solid. My angles are more going to come from Aaron Rodgers and the Jets per se than the Arizona Cardinals, just because the defensive talent is so much more on the Jets than it is for the Arizona Cardinals. I do think Aaron Rodgers can throw multiple touchdown passes. Receiving props in this game, 66.5 and 68.5 between Garrett Wilson and Davante Adams. That's an interesting one. Like, which way would you lean now? Davante had that big play to end the game last time we saw them play on a touchdown pass, which cashed in a lot of tickets. Garrett Wilson is a bona fide number one. But how about on the opposite side? Marvin Harrison Jr., only 44.5. Trey McBride, superstar young tight end for the Cardinals, 48.5. Rushing props in this game. Breece Hall, 64.5. He's probably going to be on my alt card. There's a chance that he can bust a long one out there. Detroit Houston at night, fantastic game. Miami and the Rams Monday night, looking forward to that. Fantastic stuff overall. Make sure you guys follow me at RightsideVP on X. I'll make sure any tickets I have for Sunday will be posted. If you have any outlets, you have any action, let me know about it. For Chris Brown, the Wheels of Steel, and Donnie Rightside, enjoy your weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.